Hi, good morning. Welcome. It's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. I'm Kate Doherty, co-host Keely Reger, and we are so excited. We have Jeff Zanger here with us. He is a Downcountry iLearn recipient. He's a teacher at St. Francis. Of what are you teaching this year?
6th through 8th grade social studies.
6th through 8th grade social studies. And so Jeff has been to the National Down Syndrome Congress in Phoenix, Arizona. He went to ISTE last year in Denver, Colorado, the International Society for Technology Education. And this year he got back from San Antonio, where he went to the 2017 International Society for Technology Education. And he's going to talk to us about technology and education, and we're so excited. Plus, bonus, he came back and told us that ISTE, the International Society for Technology Education, is going to be in Chicago next year.
Oh, I love Chicago.
Bring it on home.
You betcha.
So excited. So, Jeff, you know, tell us, what was ISTE like? And then I want to hear about your classroom.
It was overwhelming, much less so this year than last year. They had 22,000 people there this year.
Wow.
15,000 attendees and 5,000 to 6,000 presenters and vendors.
So technology's here to stay?
Oh, gosh, yes. And growing like crazy. So it was awesome. Last year I felt like I drowned. This year it was much better, and I felt like I learned, and I'm able to put it in the classroom again.
Yeah, well, exciting. So your three top sessions that you went to.
I focused a lot on Google, and that's something, you know, we use it at school, but Google is growing so much. So I went to the Google Expeditions. I did a couple sites or sessions on that. Expeditions, it's going to be great for social studies. You know, I can take my students, I can lead them on an expedition because we are one-to-one iPads, where I can take them through like the pyramids of Giza, and I can guide them through different parts of it, point out different things to look at. And they follow on their iPads.
So, you know, for somebody who says, you know what, I had reading, writing, and arithmetic, and you don't need to do all that technology stuff. Can you give me like a practical, like you're talking about leading kids through? Why is that so applicable here in the tri-states?
Well, once we talk about a topic, this lets the kids experience it. Instead of me telling them about it, instead of them reading about it in a book, this lets them actually get into that topic, and the students have responded to that really, really well.
Well, and the cost associated with Google,
yes.
You know, just what is the cost? Right.
Google's free.
Google's
free,
our
free
favorite
apps.
Word.
You know, I think it's important because not all of our listeners, you know, like I come from a teaching background, you can, but not everybody. I think there's a big misnomer here in the tri-states, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that technology and education is frivolous, or it's not a have to. And yet my thing is, I think technology and education, if our kids or adults are going to be competing in the world,
right,
the worldwide, I mean,
they got to know how to use it.
They do, yes, have to know how to use it.
And that's, you know, what we try to do is to get them using apps that they're going to be using in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, understanding that, I think the last report I saw said 65% of the jobs that these kids are going to be working at haven't been created yet.
Mm-hmm.
So
right,
we're trying to teach them just to be able to adjust to different technology, use it, and learn.
Well, you know, and one of the things I like about Google is that F word. You know, it's one of my favorite words, free.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, like that's for a tri-state area school, for a kiddo who may or may not have the financial means to see the world, suddenly the world becomes open,
right,
to them.
Well, and I think, you know, we love the word free, but I also like the word functional. I think,
yes,
it allows opportunity for everyone, and that just creates a whole new ball game here.
Well, and one of the things that, you know, I've used Google, but I also want to talk about Skype. I have used Skype this last year to expand my students' perspectives, and it's been a huge, huge thing. The highlight last year was we Skyped with a principal of a school in Nairobi, Kenya, in the middle of a slum.
That's
and
cool.
He pulled out his laptop and video and took pictures so we could actually see images of the slum around him. We saw the mud that was packed in to make a house, and you could see the handprints in the mud. And he explained that, you know, it was the houses were like 7x7, 8x8, and there were seven people living there. And that most of the kids, the parents, worked or lived on less than a dollar a day. And, you know, so my students were like, oh, my gosh. And then he talked about the national park near the school. It was less than 20 miles away. Talked about the elephants and the giraffes and all the cool things there, and then said fewer than 40% of his kids had ever seen them.
Oh, my gosh.
Other than in a book, because they simply don't have the money. The school doesn't have the money. One of my students said, Mr. Zanger, how much would it cost to do that? And so I checked with him, and he responded later and said $600 was all it would cost for him to take a class to this. And so we are, you know, when we come back in the fall, hoping to have a fundraiser between 7th and 8th grade class to raise $600 to send his students to.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, I mean, that type of global
that is real life.
Really awesome.
Wait, I have chills. Last week we had Penny Ippinson on talking about relationships and that importance of that. I actually have tears in my eyes right now because I just think for one of our kids from the tri-states to be able to have that experience to visit another culture, another part of the world and develop that relationship and also to understand truly how blessed we are here in this country.
We are blessed.
That's what it was, a true perspective shift of, oh, wow. I mean, he showed the playground and it was dirt with a tree, and it was probably a 20-foot by 10-foot rectangle. Mm-hmm. And the kid said, well, what do they play there? And he said, well, we don't have any kind of toys. They just usually stand there and talk and wait to come in. And so the kids really, I think, appreciated their luck and their blessings. One of the things I saw this year in ISHTE was it's called Level Up Village, and it ties a classroom in America to a classroom in a third world country.
Awesome.
And then I'm trying to get funding for it because it's $55 a student for us, but that funds that school to connect, and then the students connect one-to-one. And so the student in Quincy
like pen pals.
Connects as a video pen pal because they have to email once a week, and then they have to send a video message once a month. And not only are they working on curriculum, you know, because it will be based on the book I Am Malala or on The Giver, you know, and topics in those books, but it's based on that. And then also they discuss sustainable development goals, which the UN has set, I think, 18 of them, like clean water for everyone, healthcare, I mean, different things like that. Well, they also get to discuss those kind of things. And you know, we did mystery Skypes last year where we met with the class one time and had to find out where they were. And then we did the Skype in Kenya. But I'm looking for something where we Skype with them once a month. And what do you think about current events? What do you think about what's going on here? You know, with a classroom in Mexico or a classroom in South America or, I mean, something like that. And and I think this will provide it if I can get the funding for it. It's $55 a kid trying to get the funding for that to have that connection throughout the school year with this other classroom and these other kids.
You're not just building bridges or relationships here in the community. You're building relationships. You're building a bridge across the world, which is, wow. That's what technology does. It allows us to go further and farther than we ever dreamed.
Yeah. So you really learn culture.
Absolutely.
Instead of, again, reading about it in a book, you really learn these kids
I, too, have goosebumps. I'm
so,
just sitting here
it's
amazed.
Very exciting.
This is so cool. So
that's,
cool.
That's. I have to admit, like, you know, sometimes it's kind of like putting on those VR glasses last year, which I had never done before, and you know, ending up in Mongolia, China with these glasses on, and then going and seeing the dinosaurs. I mean, the possibilities to be transported, but the further the possibilities for us to help raise better human beings with technology is such a really cool, because that should, you know, reading, writing,
should
arithmetic,
be a goal.
But
good human beings.
Good
absolutely.
Human beings is a
yeah.
Is
and the curriculum's
really
not getting. I don't feel like the curriculum's getting lost. It's getting enhanced tremendously. Getting enhanced.
Good point.
You know, in geography class, we are really learning geography. I mean, we are comparing, we are just contrasting, we are discussing with someone halfway around the world.
And I'm betting kids are way more engaged than where they were when they're having to read it out of a textbook.
I mean, doing a worksheet or doing something like that. When we did our mystery Skypes, it was. You know, everyone up at the board, you know, trying to see the other class in Mexico. And then also, well, where are they? Because they wanted to beat them and find out where they were quicker than they found out where we were. And, I mean, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. This is so awesome. So we'll be back after this break. And for right now, you've been listening to Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything with our guest this week, Jeff Zanger. Be back in a bit.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Down Country on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
When severe weather threatens, you want to stay ahead of the storm. Turn to WGEM Chief Meteorologist Mike Cole.
This is for northwestern sections of Lee County, Iowa. Take shelter right now.
Proved by the American Meteorological Society. Leading a team of meteorologists, tracking storms with the most advanced technology. And the WGEM News Team, nationally recognized for excellence in storm coverage. It's the team you can trust. WGEM Storm Track Weather.
All right, welcome back. This is Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty with co-host Keely Reger, and we have guest Jeff Zanger on here. And he was just describing some of the fabulous things he's bringing to his classroom right here in the Tri-States, building relationships, but with technology, and how that's broadening and enhancing. And kind of we've been talking about how it engages students at a higher level, but more importantly, it makes content accessible to all kids, whether they're right. fantastic readers or writers, or they can truly engage and learn and interact with the curriculum in right. a manner that they couldn't before. So you really technology is
opening doors,
and it's making the playing field accessible to all, which right. is really awesome.
Absolutely.
We want informed. Better human beings, but when informed mm-hmm. beings. And you were talking about you've got a tech book coming?
It is through Discovery Education, a tech book. And we were looking for new textbooks. My geography textbook was 15 years old, which mm-hmm. so I haven't used it for 2 years because it's simply, some countries no longer
yeah.
existed.
Right.
Some countries have changed. And U.S. history, I also wanted to update. So Discovery Education has this tech book, and it has lessons and things, obviously, for the teacher in there, but it also has for the students a reading section, and the student can set the reading level higher or lower. It's got two different reading levels. They also can – there are videos tied to a section. So if they read a section, they're like, oh, that was kind of murky. I don't quite get that. Well, there's a video tied to that, a short 1 to 2 minute video that they can then watch. And again, for many students who are very visual,
mm-hmm.
now they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the benefits there of engaging all the kids, into that visual and being more involved in social studies, I think it's going to be a great benefit.
Well, you're able to hit the auditory, kinesthetic, and
right.
and visual learners.
Right.
You're hitting all three. And one of the things is we've become more advanced, which is unfortunate, is a lot of kids no longer have that ability. Like, you can't
right.
go to work with dad in the garage anymore
right.
and because the insurance won't cover the child to be in the garage with dad, so you kind of lack that ability to interact kinesthetically
right.
where
right.
it sounds like this tech book will allow you to visually engage, to auditorily engage, and
yeah.
and kind of hands-on, well, in your case
right.
history,
and then it's tied to Google Expeditions as well. So then if we again cover a topic and then they see the video, and then they can use their Google Cardboard glasses to then mm-hmm. go to that place. I think Expeditions, I believe, had like 600 different expeditions you can follow. Some
oh,
of them are
yeah.
like going on. Like mm-hmm. a gentleman went climb Mount Everest, and he posted every day, and you could follow him as he was climbing. But it also has science. I mean, I'm not a big science person, but my wife is a nurse, and she loves it. And my best friend is a science teacher, and there are expeditions through the respiratory system. That
wow.
you can get your Google glasses and you can follow on this expedition.
That would be amazing.
And you can
yeah.
see, okay, into the lungs, or you can see, all the different systems in the body, and you can follow the blood as it flows, and it's really
Keely,
amazing.
You're going to have to follow his best friend as he
right?
teaches
I'm thinking
that.
I'm just going to his class.
No, I'm going to go to Jeff's class, and I'm going to get the history, right. and we're going to have to part ways there.
No
but,
kidding.
But it's exciting seeing where it could go, and then when you go to something like HT, they give you here's what's coming. It'll be a couple years, but one of the presenters said he had in his classroom, it was about a $3,000 to $4,000 setup, but he said it's basically a hologram. Like you actually step into history, and have a Wii controller in each hand, and it needs a 12x12 space in the classroom, but the walls are censored, and you step into the pyramid, and you are moving around. And
this is stuff when we were young. You
this
thought
is like
about
Star Trek.
Exactly, but it's here, and right. we can use it, and we can have our kids taking part in that, and the learning experience. I just think is. Oh my gosh, so rich right now that we need to take full advantage of that. And
Absolutely.
To have a teacher that is going to all of these conferences and then taking it back and applying it and putting it in the classroom is, for me, very exciting.
Right. And he talked about painting in 3D because he interviewed a student on a video and he said it's really hard because you're painting, but the paint is just hanging in air.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. In that total virtual reality immersed world, mm-hmm. He said, you're not painting a wall, so you really have to mm-hmm. think and be creative with what you were doing.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
I'm just sitting here, and I'm trying to engage in the conversation, but I'm getting so caught up in what you're saying, mm-hmm. Jeff, because my mind is racing with all the possibilities. And I think that's what's exciting there's so many possibilities.
Well, and I think what's exciting is having people who are traveling out to these conferences like ISTE or like yourself who can come back and knowing that this is possible. So, I think that's really neat, Who knows? One of these days, maybe a hologram will be coming to a tri-state area school right. near you as everybody freaks because we aren't all one-to-one yet.
Right, exactly. It's coming, though.
But the glasses, like the cardboard glasses, are only $15, and you can get them on Amazon for $6.
Really?
So if you have a phone, iPhone or Android, you slot it into that glass, and as long as you have the app, you can go on an expedition or you can go on Google Street View, and you can go anywhere.
Okay. See, this is what I love, though, Kate, is he's bringing this information back, and now everyone here in the tri-states has you as a resource.
Absolutely.
So they can, say, hey, Jeff, where do I go? What do I do? And that's what I think our whole downcountry iLearn mm-hmm. application process is about, because that's what we want. We want to share.
I have mm-hmm. applied, and I'll be presenting at Quincy Conference this year, both my student leadership presentation, mm-hmm. which I want to talk about Genius Hour here in a second, but also the technology. So to be able to present that out and, like you said, not just present and leave, but present and then have a connection
be
here
that
in Quincy
resource.
That we can continue to mm-hmm. grow and learn from them as well, because it's, everybody knows something.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's very, very true.
If you want to hear some of this awesome information, make sure you sign up for that Quincy conference.
That's right. It's going to come up sooner than you know. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be here pretty fast.
It's October this year, so.
So we got to go to break here. Really quick. So I'm going to go on ahead. When you come back, we're going to talk about Genius Hour.
Okay.
And then I can't believe it. Another Sunday morning will have passed. All right, people, it's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. We'll be back in a bit.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
When severe weather threatens, you want to stay ahead of the storm. Turn to WGEM Chief Meteorologist Mike Cole.
This is for northwestern sections of Lee County, Iowa. Take shelter right now.
Proved by the American Meteorological Society. Leading a team of meteorologists, tracking storms with the most advanced technology. And the WGEM News Team. nationally recognized for excellence in storm coverage. It's the team you can trust. WGEM Storm Track Weather.
All right, welcome back. It's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. We've been actually our brains have been getting totally overloaded. We're here with Jeff Zanger, who just got back from ISTE in San Antonio, Texas, talking about technology and education. And right now he's going to tell us about Genius Hour. I can't wait.
Well, Genius Hour, one of the big pushes at ISTE is your four C's of education, and that is creativity, collaboration, critical thinking, and communication. And that being kind of the focus of education going forward. And then you add that to content, and then you have your curriculum. What Genius Hour does for me and is we ask students to find a problem, something they want to solve, something they're passionate about, and try to fix it, come up with a solution. And it has been, and I did it with sixth graders the last couple of years, and this year's sixth grade group really just took to it. I had some students that were trying to fund to protect the rainforest. Some students were trying to save different animals. But some kids really focused on local issues. My daughter was able to raise 2.5 tiny homes for homeless veterans through Genius Hour because she learned of 2x4s for Hope, which is a great group here locally. And so she focused on that. We had another student that raised money for Meals on Wheels. We had another student that raised money for the local food pantries and, you know, coming up with how can we donate, how can we help them, you know. And that's what Genius Hour is for, is that the student creates something that they want to fix. They go out and identify local or worldwide issues, and then they come up with ideas on how to address them. And some students really struggle with there's no wrong answer. Mm-hmm. And I'm not telling them here's what you have to do, here's what you have to learn. It's them. And they really, really struggle with that concept because, you know, students most of the time are told, here's what you need to know, here's when the test will be. And Genius Hour kind of steps away from that and gets to, okay, kids, use your passion. What do you want to fix? You know, so one of my seventh grade group focused on fixing something in the school, and they were creating a middle school hallway. Mm-hmm. So we came up with a middle school logo for mm-hmm. St. Francis. I've painted the hallways this summer. They've made murals for each of the teachers' rooms dealing with their subject, mm-hmm. you know, to try to make it a true middle school feel mm-hmm. in our room. So, and that ties in really well with the technology. It ties in really well with the global mm-hmm. reach now, because I think, you know, the more we expand into that globally, the more that the kids are going to really get in touch with, that's a problem.
Absolutely.
I mean, they simply don't have water, or they simply mm-hmm. don't have electricity, or, you know, whatever.
You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
So mm-hmm. when it's in front of your face, you finally get a clear view.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So I'm really excited with where we're going. The first year, it was a lot of, well, were the Bulls of 93 better than the Warriors of last mm-hmm. year? I mean, a lot of, which, you know, again, that's what kids are passionate about. They want to talk about sports and music and things like that. And this year it was, okay, how can we prevent rotator cuff injuries? Mm-hmm. Now mm-hmm. you're getting somewhere. I mean, mm-hmm. so, you know, really taking something that doesn't really have an answer mm-hmm. and trying to create something.
Yeah, no, I love it.
That's
Jeff,
fabulous.
You have been absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much. I mean, Keely, I have so much. We're going to let Jeff go now, but I want to talk a little bit about just this whole concept. Thank you so much.
Yes,
for
thank you,
in.
Jeff. My mind is just reeling.
Mom, thank you. I wouldn't have been there without Down Country, and I can't thank you enough for that.
Well, thank you. I'm excited about what you're bringing home. But, you know, here's what I'm thinking about. Like what he just said about like the no right or wrong answer thing. That's such a shift from quote unquote traditional mindset of, you know, there's always a right answer and always a wrong answer. But you know what? In life, very often, you know, you find that, you know, troubleshooting those ideas, those creativity, I personally believe we've got to get away from the kind of that lockstep mentality of, well, this is just what we do.
If you do this, then this happens. Or if you do, you know, yes, I think we've got to open up that playing field and allow kids to use their mind. That creativity piece is so important. And what he talked about, just, I could see my kids loving yeah. all of this.
Well, do you remember when I was telling you I was reading that book, How Google Works, where it's yep, kind of about yep, how it was all created? And one of the things they talked about is one of the issues is that when systems become the over, you know, kind of that right-wrong mentality, when they become the overlooping or overarching theme, that people start to rely on the system and they quit thinking
for themselves.
And so one of the things that I like about this conceptually with the Genius Hour is teaching kids to have that outside of the box thinking and troubleshooting it, things that they see as issues. Quite frankly, I think maybe some of our politicians need to go look at some of the Genius Hour, some of the
no
concepts
politics.
Like, I'm not talking politics, I'm just saying maybe they should put the issue in the little Genius Hour and instead of yelling at each other, they could come up with some solutions together and not
maybe
right
maybe.
Or wrong, but some solutions.
But so. I think it's really cool because as we create these better human beings through technology, opening their eyes to bigger problems, bigger mm-hmm. things that can that they can get their hands on and actually do good, I think they're going to be able to see that, yes, there is a set of rules within. There are parameters, maybe mm-hmm. I should say. But sometimes that hard, fast rule is not what needs to be used at that moment. And that's very difficult because as we are raising our kids, we're, you know, we raise them to know right from wrong. We raise them to do good, or we hope we are anyway. Mm-hmm. But as they become those human beings, they see, you know what? If I think outside the box, I'm going to do greater good. Mm-hmm. than if I follow this one steadfast rule. Mm-hmm. Something to think about.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, like, they you know, talked with a village in Nairobi, Kenya. But, you know, weirdly, I have a friend in California who very often I'll take screenshots or I'll FaceTime with who, you know, she lives in, you know, near Laguna Beach. She has no concept whatsoever about what life
rural
is
America.
Like about rural America. Yeah. And, you know, I have no concept what living in Laguna Beach is like.
Absolutely.
There's a whole
it's a culture shock.
It
for
is.
For both, yeah.
And so, you know, interesting. Like, I love the fact that they're sharing that within the school system and learning. Because quite frankly, as grown-ups, we need to learn. Kids, you know, are so much more resilient and open. And as grown-ups, we get kind of stuck. And so I love the fact. I feel like this is freeing.
It takes the blinders off.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we go about our life, and it's good. And I'm not saying that that's wrong in any sense, but there is a big wide world out there mm-hmm. and technology opens us to that world. And mm-hmm. Jeff is bringing it into his classroom. He's allowing our children here in the tri-states to enjoy that and to become more creative and free thinking. And I don't know. I just can't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah. No, you know, my grandfather used to say that money was good for two things, traveling and helping people. And what I love about this technology and education piece is we're allowing students from the tri-state area to
do both.
Absolutely. I mean, like, that is engaging
absolutely.
Kids. And so, you know, I hope that for anybody who's listening to this, who is, you know, you don't need all that. I believe we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really believe we do need that right now. We need to help create more engaged kids. And you know what? We've got to create stronger, better leaders for tomorrow. That's just all there is. And I think this is the way to do it.
I agree. Now, one more time for our listeners, what does ISTE stand for?
International Society for Technology Education. And it's going to be in Chicago next year. And I'm really excited about that. I hope we send a lot of people and hopefully maybe some tri-state area schools can send some of their teachers and or administrators, because I think that's really exciting stuff. So I'm pretty sure Jeff will be back next year. I have a funny feeling. And in a few weeks, we're going to have Barb Speckhardt on the show. And she just got back from ISTE as well. And she's the technology coordinator for Payson School District. So we'll be talking
to
her as well.
That's two great resources right here in our community.
Yep, right in the tri-state. So, and by the way, they both will happily come and visit your school. I know that. I just threw them under the bus, but I know they will.
Yeah,
so
we'll sweet talk them.
All right. Anyway, guys, it's another Sunday morning. I hope that your day is blessed beyond measure. And for this week, it's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. We'll be back next Sunday, whether you want us to or not. So anyway, if you want to listen to this show again, you can go to upitdowncountry.com or visit us on our Facebook page, Down Country. Have a blessed Sunday.